This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The vision for a downtown Denver mall recently acquired by the city is beginning to take shape. Denverite's Paolo Scholzda reports.
A voter-approved public authority recently purchased the Denver Pavilions and two adjacent parking lots for a combined $68 million. As part of the redevelopment process, a panel of nationwide experts convened for a week to make recommendations on the lot's future. Move away from retail and instead focus on building residences and open space. The recommendations are non-binding, but city officials say it will be invaluable as it starts to discuss plans in the coming months. I'm Paolo Scholzda, Denverite.
A state lawmaker is proposing an unprecedented fix for a tiny Southwest Metro school district amid a weeks-long teacher strike. Jenny Brundine explains.
State Senator Jeff Bridges is drafting legislation to merge the Sheridan School District into Denver Public Schools. The proposal follows years of low academic performance and a depleted tax base. Bridges says the current strike was the final straw.
It is heartbreaking. It is tragic. It is time for this to get fixed.
Sheridan Superintendent Gioni Thompson is pushing back. He called the proposal shocking and likened a merger to forced assimilation. Thompson says the district, which has 800 students, has a strategic plan in place and needs more time to improve. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Colorado program that deals with climate change and health won a national honor. The University of Colorado's Diploma in Climate Medicine trains doctors, nurses, and other health professionals about climate change and its health impacts. This is CPR News in KRCC.